From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's a pretty basic question. You go from 21-3 down, and you outscore the Jets 28-3 the rest of the way. What changed? What happened?
Well, it was important to keep everybody in their seats for four quarters. You know, it was opening game. We just didn't start very well. I mean, I just think with, offensively, obviously fumbling the first snap, it just kind of, frankly, I thought the Jets offense made some big time plays. They converted a 3rd-and-11 down there in the red area. Geno hit the touchdown throw, and as Clay was hitting them. So, you know, they made some big time plays early, and our guys just kept battling. But, you know, you could feel it starting to turn a little bit there in the second quarter that we were getting the momentum back. The touchdown right before the half was obviously big. And in the third quarter, you know, I thought our guys really hit their stride.
Mike, take us inside the coach's headset. It's 21-3. It's the home opener. The stadium's full. It's alumni weekend, and you're down 21-3 early in the second quarter. You are thinking what?
Well, I think just experience on the job helps you, you know, because I go back to my first home opener, you know. I remember thinking, what would I get myself into? Because the score stayed that way. It was 31-3. But really, we had a lot of football left. For everything that went wrong and happened fast, there was a ton of football left. There was no panic. We just really stayed with our plan. We really didn't adjust a whole lot.
Jordy Nelson had 209 receiving yards, the most since 1996 for a Packers receiver. But the guy after the game, Mike, says he left plays on the field. Is this one of the most humble superstars you've been around?
Well, I think it just tells you a lot about Jordy. Jordy, you know, he takes his job very seriously, and he works at his craft. You know, he's looking to make every opportunity because, I mean, he knows the way it goes. It's, you know, sometimes you may get 10, 12 targets, and then there's weeks you may get 6 or 7. So I think it just tells you a lot about him as a person.
Jordy's putting up crazy numbers, Mike. As a coach, will you plan for what's sure to be some added attention as far as trying to cover him? Do you plan for that, or you just, hey, we run our offense, and if they're doubling him, we'll go somewhere else? Is there any kind of a plan?
It's really the way that the offense is set up. I mean, when you design a pass and you put Jordy Nelson in the primary slot, obviously the complement routes to that will take advantage of those types of situations. So it's really it's how you tilt your playbook, you know, once you move on to the next game.
Tremont Williams allowed one completion and had the pick right before the half after the Mike Daniels pressure. Did that, in your mind, really turn the game around, essentially?
No,
at that
point? I thought it was definitely a big, huge play, and then obviously to complement it with the drive. So Mike Daniels played lights out. He was in their backfield a bunch, and yeah, but that was definitely one of the biggest plays.
Mike, as far as Daniels goes, when you have a high-energy guy like him playing at a high-energy level, the rest of the guys kind of feed off it, don't they?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody wants personality. It's attractive. You can tap into it. You'd like to see your younger players like Mike continue to grow in that area because you never have enough toughness and personality, and he brings it every day.
Mike, I swear at least like 95% of the time when a team goes on a 90-yard drive and scores a touchdown, they win the game. Do you go to research and development guru Mike Ayers and say, you know, I know you love stats and stuff like that, but it just seems like it's dominance, it's confidence, it's a will. Is there something about a long drive like that that just permeates through the whole team?
Well, it definitely taps into the will of your opponent. There's no question about it because, you know, you obviously had a time on the field, you know, in timely fashion that we did it in, and, you know, they're probably feeling pretty good about themselves going into the half, and they got the ball coming out. So, yeah, that definitely helps. There's no doubt about it.
Defensively speaking, Mike, playing the running game, I noticed last week in practice you opened practice with team tackling. That was drill number one. And against the Jets, Chris Ivory, 3-3 a carry. Chris Johnson, 1-8 a carry. You had to be pleased with those results, huh?
Very much so. I mean, we were really – I thought our guys were really tapped into, you know, the type of runs they were doing with Ivory and so forth. So I thought the way we played it you know, the mindset was correct, and you know, and the technique was better. I mean, we could still improve. You know, it's something you got to work on each and every week. Fundamentals are, you know, something that you know, really, that's how you win. So we'll continue to do tackling, period, number one. I appreciate you noting that, though.
And you mentioned it, Mike. Guys in the locker room after the game said there was no panic. There might have been obviously some correction on the sideline, but how does that process go about?
You know, I think that, you know, the phrase halftime adjustment is it's not reality, because, you know, you're adjusting all the time. You got the headsets, the network, you know, and as far as everything, the network to the players. So, you know, we were down 21-3. It happened so fast, which was probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. Really, we just kept playing.
Next up, our special guest on the Mike McCarthy Show, Jordy Nelson.